I solicit your prayers, please. I want to talk with you from the same subject, Christmas story number 6. But I got a little twist to it. Subtitle, gotta get out of Dodge. Anybody ever watch Westerns in here? Whoever watched the Westerns? When they say, I gotta get out of, y'all know what I mean. It's, the younger children don't know what I'm talking about, but us who've been around a little while, I got to get out of Dodge. To begin with, my brothering and my sister's Christian friends, congregational constituencies, well-wishers and saints of God, this closes the 6-part series, and here we find that obedience is better than sacrifice. Sometimes, you got to know, like Kenny Rogers say, you got to know when to hold them. You got to know when to fold them. You got to know when to walk away, and then you got to know when to run. And I ain't going to finish the rest of that because y'all. Let's get started right here. Brothers and sisters, Joseph was in a rock and a hard place. Y'all with me here? Let me explain it. Because number one, he just got his act halfway together by getting a house for his family. Come on, say amen if you can. Number two, the wise men, Melchon, Belthasar, and Casper has just brought gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, and this could take care of Mary, the baby, and he for a long time. Come on, say amen if you can. Number three, Joseph sees that the wise men are warned of God. They go home another way. So there had to be some serious implications, if not a serious danger that may be lurking in the message. Then fourthly, the angel Gabriel is sent by God to warn Joseph in a dream. Gabriel tells Joseph that he, Mary, and the baby Jesus have to flee into Egypt tonight. Fifthly, and then God says, stay in Egypt until I tell you it's safe for you to come home. Now here's the reason. Herod the Great wanted to destroy the divine child, Jesus the Christ. We have to have the spirit of discernment, brothers and sisters. Look at verse 14. When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed into Egypt, being warned of God. Joseph says, and I'm using the common vernacular, Mary, pack up everything. Pack up, girl. We got to go. We got to get out of here right now. I imagine he said, I know I just built you this brand new house, but I'll build you another one. I know that the wise men from the east gave us enough money and security to have for a few years if we manage it right. But baby, I promise you that if we don't leave tonight, if we don't get out of Dodge tonight, we'll be dead by the morning. Y'all gonna help me or just look at me? Do I have any help in here? I think we shouldn't underestimate, because you got to keep in mind that you're dealing with Herod the Great. Herod the Great, I told you about him last week, but he and all of his family, all of them was dirty. Herod Antipas was dirty. Herod Agrippa was dirty. Y'all gonna help me here? Even his son Aphim was dirty. So even with his cunning canter, the crafty coolness, and the calm castering in the posturing of Herod the Great, we still have to be cognizant. Here's why. Number one, Herod is just being nice while company is at home. Come on, help me somebody. The Magi are in town, so he being nice. Number two, I infer that Herod has his secret service men following the wise men around. He couldn't find the baby for 2 years, so he must have been following them. Come on, help me somebody. But can I share something with you? That when God doesn't want your enemies to find you, they just can't find you. They want to get you, Annabelle, but they can't touch you. Can I share this with you? Because the Bible says, touch not my anointed and do my prophet. Come on, help me somebody. So Joseph packs up in the middle of the night and gets out of Dodge. Tell your neighbor they got out of Dodge. Some of y'all just looking. Y'all ain't helping me. When things get bad, the old cliche says things are going south. Amen. Y'all know that, right? Well, if you look at Jerusalem, where it's situated geographically in the country of Israel, the country Egypt is due south, straight down. And the further south you go in that geographical reason, the blacker the skin tone of the people becomes. Y'all ain't saying amen. Egypt is in Africa. Amen. So the further south you go, the more the people look like me. Y'all ain't saying amen here. So in essence, God sent Jesus to be with the black folk to hide him from getting killed by his enemies. Y'all ain't gonna say amen in here. So Joseph and Mary and the baby are down in Egypt and stays there for up to 4 to 5 years, and nobody notices them. That's a long time for nobody to notice you. Come on, help me somebody. So that has to tell you something about the pigmentation of Jesus. If ain't nobody noticing you, you must be looking like them. Y'all gonna help me after a while. I'm just using logical deduction here. Whether Joseph liked the people or not, God said, stay there because I'm hiding you from your enemies. Whether Joseph spoke the language or even understood the nomenclature, God said, stay there, because I'm hiding you from your enemies. Tell your neighbor, stay where you're at now. Stay where you are. Stay where you're at. Whether Joseph was able to let his gift make room for him or not, God says, stay there, because I'm hiding you from your enemies. Whether the climate was conducive for his health or not, God said, stay there, because I'm hiding you from your enemies. God said, stay there. In other words, you need to tell somebody that you know that nerves bad. Chill out. Y'all know somebody like that. Y'all might have to look up and point to one of them. Tell them, chill out. Because see, some of us are all nervous about trying to do this and just going like a little squirrel. Can't keep still for nothing in the world. And God said, chill out. Chill out. Just chill out until God makes things right for you. Are you with me here? The songwriter says, you can't hurry God. You can't hurry God. You just have to wait. Y'all know it, don't you? Trust him and give him time, no matter how long it takes. He's a God, you can't hurry. And then you don't have to worry. He may not come. Well, I feel like preaching in here. He may not come when you want him, Lord, but he's always right on time. Things are going to get better. Things are going to change after a while. Tell your neighbor, things are going to get better. Nothing stays the same. Everything changes sometimes. Are you with me here? But it has a resounding transition. Look at verse 15. The Bible says, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, out of Egypt have I called my son. Number one, trouble can't last too long. Can I tell you about this transition? Number two, Herod will die. Tell your neighbor, Herod gonna die. You remember Isaiah, huh? Isaiah said, in the year that King Uzziah died, then I saw the Lord. Herod got to die in some folk life for God to be able to be in control. Come on, help me somebody. Number three, the prophecy of Hosea said and had to come to pass in Hosea 11 and 1. You don't have to turn there, but it says, when Israel was a child, then I loved him and called my son out of Egypt. Mm-hmm. Brothers and sisters, you know how I said that Herod would die? Yeah. He will die. Yeah. He will die. But before he died, he caused a whole lot of hell. The Bible says, not Raymond Allen, the Bible says, he started killing all the children that were in Bethlehem, 2 years and under, according to the time that the wise men told Herod that the child was born and that his star had appeared in the east. Well, I sure wish I had vocal power today. Wish I had the strength like I normally have to preach like I want to preach. But you see me pausing so I could do what I'm doing. I ain't quite 100% today. Can I say this? My heart goes out, Brother Huey, to the children in Connecticut and their families for that deadly shooting. Come on, say amen, y'all. That was a tragedy. But if you think that that incident was atrocious, then how about Herod slaughtering hundreds of babies, particularly Jewish male children? Or male Jewish children? Then in modern times, Adolf Hitler exterminated 6 million Jews, and it was called the Holocaust. Y'all all right in here? But then prior to that horrific event, gotta talk about myself, was the worst massacre in history, with the extermination of millions of African slaves in the passage from Africa to America. Come on, help me if you can. Or just bust out crying. Everybody talk about everybody else's problem, but don't never think about what happened to us. I wish I had some help in here. I got a question. Y'all ready? Out of all, which male child out of all of the races in the world are killed the most? Did y'all answer? The black male. Out of all of the races in America, skin tones, which males are in prison at alarming rate per capita? Just tell me when I'm lying. Out of all of the races of people in America, which race have the highest unemployment rate in the country? Y'all with me here? Out of all of the races in America, which race cannot go down to the bank like the others and get a small business loan to be a great entrepreneur and become somebody and produce something rather than consume everything? Read the text. We had better do something to examine ourselves. Are y'all with me? Here's communion. Let us examine ourselves. Brothers and sisters, we better examine. Verse 16 says, then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceedingly wroth and sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem and in all the coastesses thereof from 2 years and what, y'all? According to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. Verse 17, then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, in Ramah, was there a voice heard, lamentation and weeping and a great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children and would not be comforted because they are not. Let me put a pin in it. It's not just Rachel's children from biblical antiquity that's hollering. It's just not just Rachel, but you ought to be hollering about yours too. Somebody dead in Baton Rouge every day. Come on, help me somebody. Between the ages of 18 and 25. Y'all gonna help me, huh? Listen to me. Any home, any church house, and any community that doesn't embrace their youth is rapidly on their way to extinction. The children are our future. Are y'all with me here? I'm almost through, but the Bible says there is hope for a brighter day. Look at verse 19, if you will. The Bible says, but when Herod was what, y'all? When Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, arise and take the young child and his mother and go into the land of Israel, for they are dead which sought the young child's life. And he arose and took the young child and his mother and came into the land of Israel. What I want us to get out of that is that you may have enemies, but if God be for us, who can be against us? Tell your neighbor, you got God on your side. Yes, yes. The world and all of them against me, it ain't nothing when God is on my side. Amen. God is still in control. Yes. Your enemies can go only so far.
Amen. Thank you.
And you know, I used to worry. I used to worry about all that.
Yeah.
But now I just don't care. It ain't that I just don't care, but I got a reason why I don't care. Somebody said, Real, why you don't care? I'm glad you asked. The Bible says, cast all your cares upon the Lord because he cares for you. That's why I know the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not. All I got to do is call on the Lord. I ain't worried about nothing no more. Used to let my hair turn gray anyway. But I used to wear myself to death. But God said, what you worrying for? You can't do nothing about it no way. I got to handle it all for you anyway. Unless you're in your carnal self mind. But if you let me handle it, I got it. Tell the Lord. What you say, Brother Wallace? Let Jesus fix it for you. For he knows just what to do. Whenever you pray, let him have his way. Can I help somebody, keep somebody from flipping out, flashing out, and flushing out? Remember that God told Moses to what? Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Stop trying to carry all them burdens by yourself. They for the Lord. That's why I say take your burdens to the Lord. And then what? Leave them right there.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have to carry the load all the time. Because I already know, listen, Sister Beverly, I already know that weeping may endure for a night.
Yes.
But joy will come in the morning.
Yes.
Thank God I got some help in here. I already know that Isaiah said, 40th chapter and 31st verse, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. I also read Proverbs 3 and 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. I've held you long enough.
Yeah.
Matthew 2 and 22 says. Huh. Oh, I wish I had vocal power. But when he heard that Archelaus did reign in Judea, in room of his father, Herod, he was afraid. Let's talk about Joseph now. To go thither, notwithstanding being warned of God. How?
In a dream.
In a dream. So he knew it wasn't no Joe Blow off the street talking to him. It was God talking to him. He turned aside into the parts of Galilee. Being warned of God in a dream of the wickedness of the seed of Herod. Do you know that some folk, I didn't write this down, but you know that some folk, they wicked and they'll train their children up to be wicked. And you waiting for the wickedness to die with that person, but that wickedness keep living because the children keep on doing it. Now Joseph and Mary and the young child Jesus had to cautiously deal around Herod Archelaus, Herod the Great's son. So they ended up in Galilee in a small city called Nazareth. I found out something about Nazareth. Queen, I found out something about Nazareth that I didn't know about. I've been preaching 23 years and I found out something about Nazareth that I didn't know. This week, can I share it with you? I know some of y'all smarter than me. Y'all some top prognosticators and stuff. You know, upper intelligentsias. But I found out something about Nazareth that I didn't know. Brother Dan, I'm gonna tell it to you. I found out something about Nazareth. All these years, been preaching it over and over that I didn't know. Nazareth, Nazareth, as it is called in the Aramaic tongue. I used to think Nazareth was a good place. When I searched the subject, I found out that they were disorderly, dirty, rotten, had a bad reputation. And then when I researched it, I found out what Nathaniel said. Nathaniel said, Dr. Mouth, can anything good, anything good come out of Nazareth? I said, good God. That's why Jesus was in Nazareth when they was getting ready to try to throw him over the cliff and he had to go through the crowd. Y'all don't hear me here. Then Luke 4 and 28 tells us, and they, all they in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with wrath and rose up and thrust him out of the city and led him unto the brow of the hill, like a little cliff, whereon the city was built, and they that they might cast him headlong, throw him down on his head, but he passing through the midst of them went his way. Now that's where he grew up, and the people tried to throw him out. Y'all don't hear me here. Y'all don't hear me here. Jesus is growing up in Nazareth. And I perceived in my mind that this was a good place. Because, you know, my eyes would tear up that Jesus came out of Nazareth. But the more I looked at it this week, the less I felt good about it. And sometimes it's sad to say that we are who we are because of where we grew up. And it's going to take the Lord, Josh, to break all that out of us. You can't do it on your own because it's just the way you grew up. Even when Christ is in our lives, even that acculturation is hard to escape. It will take the Lord to do a new thing in you. You heard what Corinthians said. He said, behold, all things are new. Yes. All things are passed away, and behold, all things or become new through Christ. As I close now, I want you to be cognizant of the following things. Number one, to be obedient like Joseph in this new year. Y'all got that? Y'all wrote that down? Or did you just get it? Number two, remember that you have to stay where you are while God hides you from your enemies. Y'all all right? Some of y'all want to run out, but don't you run. Stay here. Number three, trouble can't last always. Things will change. Just hold on. Number four, we had better take a more keen interest in the future of our children, or we'll be on the brink of extinction tomorrow. Number five, God will tell you when it's time to make a move.
All right.
In a dream, and he'll show you that it's him talking to you. Number six, and where God leads me. See, a lot of times we say that ain't where we want to go. But there, that's where we ought to follow. Are you with me here?
Amen.
Then the last one. After studying this text and searching the Grapa Logos, or the written word of God, concerning the birth of Jesus Christ, our Savior, I am a better Christian. Y'all didn't say amen? Y'all don't believe me? I'm a better Christian. Are you a better Christian? I gave you six long sermons. Did it make you better? Did it help you? Did you learn some things you didn't know? Okay. It made me a better pastor. Just searching the record. And then it made me a better husband to my wife. And then, you know, because Joseph did right by Mary. And then it made me a more protective father. He protected that baby Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And any father in here that don't take care of your children, less than an infidel.
Amen.
Last thing I got to say is that as Jesus loved us, we also ought to love one another.
Amen.
Well, I'm through. Have God bless you.
Amen.
Have the word bless you.
Amen.
Give the Lord a hand of praise. Hallelujah. Thank God today.